We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم friends how are you all I hope you are doing great so today's topic is rain yeah I know you are wondering why do I have to do 4 episodes on water well because water is really important for us And as I told you in one of my episodes, without water, it will be hard to survive a single day. As your body needs water to function properly.
The bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. We must be thankful day and night for all the joys He blessed us with. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Water is essential for human survival. Most of Earth's surface is covered with water, and most of that water we cannot drink.
What they are, the world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
97% of the Earth's water is ocean water, which is salty seawater that we and many plants or animals cannot consume.
Thank you, Allah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. All this grace, the bounties of Allah.
That's why rain and snow is really important for us. Because without rain and snow, we and many animals and plants wouldn't be alive.
Day and night for all the joys He blessed us with. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The plants we grow, the animals we raise, and the human body requirements to stay hydrated are all dependent on water, clean water in that case.
The sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us.
The rivers, ponds, and lakes are filled up when it rains.
Has granted to us. We must be thankful, thankful to Allah. We must be thankful day and night for all the joys He blessed us with. We thank you, Allah. We thank you.
Now I know that you might be thinking that the water from rain comes from the ocean, so it is salty. Well, you are wrong. The process of how clouds are made is really simple. When the ocean water warms up, it releases water vapors, which go into the sky and start forming up. When they form up, it creates a cloud.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you.
And as you all know, that all the high mountains are all cold, even in warm areas. Well, this is related. When the clouds form up, it starts to get cold up there because of all the water. And when it starts to get really, really cold, rainwater fills up rivers, streams, and lakes. And that's where we get our water to drink.
For all the joys He blessed us with, we thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We thank you.
Just think about it, that if rain wasn't here, how would we get our water? Unfortunately, every river, stream, or lake would, in the end, finish, and we would not get any clean water. Rain is the only reason we still have water to drink, or all the water would have ended already. Some of you viewers might be thinking that rain is from the ocean. Well, that is true. But when a cloud is created, the ocean boils and the vapors release up into the air, and that's where clouds are made, and then the clouds pour down, and it is all fresh water because it is boiled up then cooled down. Many forms of life on earth depend on rainwater because it is the only source of fresh water that we can consume. Humans depend on rain to fill aquifers. Rain also plays a big role in shaping the landscape and giving nutrients to the ocean. We should thank Allah Azza wa Jal every single minute for all His gifts that He has given us. Our life, food, water, oxygen, and a nice home to live in. So before going any further, let's learn the dua of rain. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. I hope you have now memorized it. Now let's head back over to our program. Rainwater, most well known and its most important feature, is providing us with fresh water. Rainwater seeps into the ground in a process called infiltration. Some of the water seeps into the top layers of soil, where it fills up the space between subsurface rocks, and then it becomes groundwater, also called the water table. Less than 2% of the Earth's water is groundwater, but it does provide 30% of our fresh drinking water.
Let's learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. We must be thankful.
Without rainwater, those plants who do not have access to water near them will not be planted and die. And without rainwater, us humans wouldn't get that much fresh water as we usually get. If rain stopped today, it would be really, really hard to get water to drink. We will have to go far away into lakes to get the water drink it, and then we have to go a long distance to come back to our houses. Just imagine how lucky you are. You get water inside your home. You do not have to go outside. The longest distance you have to go is 1 or 2 blocks, because that is your grocery store nearby. So today we learned a lot about water. And now we know that how water is really important for us, especially rainwater. Because without rainwater, it will be really, really, really hard to find clean water to drink. So do not forget that everything in the world is not by itself. It is the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's creation and gifts to us that make our life easier. There are many types of rain. Some are really, really harmful for us, and some are really, really good. Such as take acid rain for an example. Acid rain is really bad for us, as it can harm our body and our environment. And take thunderstorms for example. It can tear apart trees, it can take down houses. Just imagine how sad that would be, that your neighbor's house is torn down by a thunderstorm. And there comes the good rains. The rains which are really fun to play in and are not that bad and are really safe for you to play outside in. And we should pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives us a wonderful and light rain in the shadows of Gumbad-e-Khadra.
This time, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Just imagine if rain stopped pouring right now. All the farmers' crops are gonna get destroyed. The ecosystem of the planet is going to get messed up. People wouldn't get water. Many of us would die of heat strokes. So just think about it, how careful we should be with this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is not a gift anymore, it is a need for people. Without this need, we wouldn't be alive. So kids, today I am also going to teach you a wonderful Durud-e-Pak, which is meant to be recited in between rain. So recite it with me. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد قطرات الأمطار. This Durud-e-Pak is meant to be recited in between rain, and this can give us a lot of blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. So now it is time to end my program. I would like to make it a bit longer, but I need to make other episodes for you too. So keep watching Madani Channel English. So do not forget to give me your wonderful feedback. And I saw a lot of wonderful feedbacks from y'all. So thank you whoever loved my show and whoever watches it daily. Keep watching Madani Channel English. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are.